This recording, Minnesota 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to hear her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a police jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. Because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat, Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right-hand side. I was born in Minnesota and have lived here pretty much my whole life. I was raised in a small town west of Minneapolis, 1 hour west of Minneapolis, and childhood memories have been great. I come from a warm, loving family with some older sisters, no brothers, and was raised by both my parents, which are still living today. Well, what's nice about this state is we are a very caring and giving and warm, loving state, which is a great thing, and we're also driven for success. Minnesota is one of the top leaders for hardworking states out of all of the states in the United States. We have great work ethics. We're very driven people, and we'd love to be successful. Minnesota alone has rated number, I believe it's number 5% through the United States for Fortune 500 companies, which should give you a lot about our state itself. We have wonderful companies here that continue to grow, and it's really a great thing to live here because the people are very helpful, very eager to help, and when someone really needs a lending hand, they do come out and will help when needed. My accent is a little bit different, and the reason why is I have a soft voice, and people like that, and I like it. It represents to the male and female, non-threatening voice, very soothed, southering, and I have noticed myself, and people have told me it's very nice to talk with me because it's smooth, it's soft, it's very natural. And how it really compares is, it compares for a lot of reasons. One, because I'm from a small country town, and that makes a difference compared to the cosmopolitan, to downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota, which are two different suburbs compared to where I live. And why it is so different is because in the Minneapolis area, it's very fast-paced, and they talk more of a cosmopolitan, although I can talk cosmopolitan when I want to, just for the fact that in my workforce where I'm at right now, I can switch my voice and my tone at any point in time, depending who I talk with, because I speak with many people from Minnesota and on the East Coast and on the West Coast. They might just go, well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed.